21-31。
我们今天要查考的经文是加拉太书四章二十一到三十一节。
So if you're now able, please stand.
如果大家身体状况可以的话，请一同起立。
And we will read this passage together.
我们将一起来读这章经文。
It will be broken up into various sections.
我们会分开来读。
And so we'll just read the English first and then the Chinese on each slide.
所以每一章那个幻灯片我们先用英文再用中文一起读。
This is the proclamation of God's word from Galatians 4.
这是加拉太书四章神的话语。
Tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you not aware of what the law says?
你们这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. His son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a divine promise.
因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主的妇人生的。然而那使女所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
These things are being taken figuratively. The women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar.Now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem because she is in slavery with her children.
这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指着亚伯拉罕的西乃山，与现今的耶路撒冷同类。因耶路撒冷与他的儿女都是为奴的。
But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is a mother. For it is written, Be glad, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Shout for joy and cry aloud, you who were never in labor. Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband.
但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的。她是我们的母，因为经上记着，不怀孕不生养的你要欢乐，未曾经过产难的你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
Now you brothers and sisters like Isaac are children of promise.
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
At that time, the son born according to the flesh persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit. It is the same now.
当时那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
But what does Scripture say? Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son.
然而经上是怎么说的呢？是说把使女和她儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。
Now let's read verses 23 and 31 again.
让我们再一起来读二十三和三十一节。
His son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a divine promise. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman.
然而，那使女所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Our Lord has spoken through His apostle Paul.
我们的主借着使徒保罗向我们说话。
May we take heed in His hearing.
让我们来谨慎的听从。
We are children of God by His fulfilled promise in Christ alone.
我们凭着上帝已经唯独在基督里落实的应许，得作神的儿女。
This is the God-centering instruction in this particular passage.
这是这章经文所传达的一个以神为中心的一个教导。
Apostle Paul encouraged or reminded the Galatian church.
使徒保罗就是鼓励也是劝诫这些加拉太的信徒们。
Do not forget that we are children of God by His fulfilled promise in Christ alone.
就是让他们不要忘记，我们是凭着上帝已经唯独在基督里落实的应许，我们已经是神的儿女了。
That this promise was first given to Abraham and now fulfilled in Jesus.
这个应许最早是给了亚伯拉罕，后来是在耶稣基督身上得到了落实。
And this promise is God's act of grace toward us to make us His children.
而这个应许呢，就是神因着爱而实行的一个作为。
Let us not forget that to be God's children is grace.
让我们不要忘记，能够得称为神的儿女，这是神对我们的恩典。
And that is also God's intention of peace for us to be His children.
而神让我们成为他的儿女，也是希望我们可以得到平安。
This peace is to bring all around wellness to His children.
而这个平安是使我们在各方面都非常的好，非常的完善。
This is what Paul was greeting the Galatian churches with.
保罗是借着这个问候来开始与这个加拉太的信徒们来交通。
That grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就说这个恩典，这个平安，愿从父神来归向你们。
Is to remember.That we now are able to be children of God because God was gracious to us.
也就是让我们记着，因为神对我们满有恩典，所以我们已经是成为了神的儿女。
And then peace has come.
平安已经临到了我们。
Because we have Jesus Christ who gave himself for us to rescue us from our sins and away from this present evil age.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们的罪舍己，他可以救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
And this is all according to the will of God our Father.
而所有的这一切都是神的旨意的成就。
And now as children of God, we can again re-enter into what we're supposed to, what we're made to do.
作为神的儿女，我们就现在可以很自由地来做神要我们做的事。
And that's to adore our Abba.
那就是说我们要敬拜我们的父神。
So the Apostle Paul was exhorting the Galatians.
所以在这里保罗是在劝勉来鼓励这些信徒们。
Be encouraged and live in assurance of your sonship.
就说你们要受到鼓励，你们要有这样一个确据，就知道你自己已经是神的儿女。
Since we are children of God by his fulfilled promise,
因为这个应许已经实现了，我们已经成为神的儿女了。
Then we ought to live in security of that particular identity.
我们就可以活着有这样一个安全感，我们可以确知自己的身份。
This identity as God's children.
这个身份就是神的儿女。
Just as he has promised.
而这个儿女的身份正是神所应许给我们的。
Paul wrote to the Galatians in chapter 3.
在第三章保罗这样写道。
If you belong to Christ,
如果你是属于神的
then you are Abraham's seed,
那么你就是亚伯拉罕的后裔
and heirs according to the promise.
你也就是这个应许所指定的那个继承人
and so when our faith is in Christ alone,
所以当我们的信心单单在耶稣基督里的时候
nothing will separate us from our God and Father.
没有任何东西可以使我们与我们的父神隔绝
because we belong to Christ.
因为我们属于主耶稣基督。
And so, essentially, Apostle Paul was telling the Galatians.
所以总体来说，保罗是在对哥林多的，对这个加拉太的信徒们说
，Be at ease in your faith in Jesus.
就说你在你的这种信仰上，你可以是一个笃定的，是一个平安的。
Do not be confused by the perverted version of the gospel.
不要被那些假师傅的那些篡改的福音所迷惑。
Do not be confused by what these Other teachers are teaching you.
不要被那些假教师所宣传的错误的信息而产生迷惑。
And so for us who are seated here today,
对于我们今天在座的各位
it is true that we must ask this pressing question.
我们也必须要问自己这样一个很急迫的问题。
Is Christ enough for his Christians, his little Christ.
就是说对于基督徒来说，主耶稣基督，单单主耶稣基督就足够了吗？
Specifically,
特别的是，
if in Christ alone brings persecution of all forms,
如果单单的信靠基督会带来各种各样的逼迫，
and oftentimes it's not an if, it's just a matter of when.
而且很多时候说不是说是否逼迫会来，而是说逼迫什么时候来。
So when in Christ alone brings persecution of all forms,
所以当单单的信靠基督带来各种各样逼迫的时候，
is our answer in Christ alone?
我们的回应是不是仍然是单单的信靠基督？
Well, we stand in face of persecution and be comforted by the fact that it is Christ alone.
当我们面临逼迫的时候，我们是否还可以很笃定的说？我们要单单信靠耶稣。
Or might we be so challenged that we would say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong in terms of in Christ alone."
或者是在逼迫面前，我们会说，哎呀，我可能是错了吧？除了光靠基督，好像还不足够。
And following the footsteps of the Galatians, swiftly turn from the gospel of Jesus Christ.
而且就像这些加拉太的信徒一样，他们会很快的从这个主耶稣的救恩中偏转。
May God safeguard our faith.
愿神可以坚固我们的信仰。
Because the Galatians, they are sincere Christians.
因为这些加拉太的信徒其实是很真挚的信徒。
But yet, when it is not fully anchored in the gospel of Christ.
但是他们没有牢牢的在这个基督的信仰上扎根。
When we do not hold on to God as tightly as we should.
以至于我们就没有紧紧地抓住这个神像我们应该做的那样。
Then we are vulnerable to a different object of our faith.
这样的话，当一些搅扰来的时候，我们就很容易改变。
We are children of God by His fulfilled promise in Christ alone.
因着主。因着在耶稣基督里已经成就的这个应许，我们是神的儿女。
Let us now read the statement as a proclamation.
让我们来一起来读这段宣告。
We are children of God by His fulfilled promise in Christ alone.
我们凭上帝已经唯独在基督里落实的应许，得作神的儿女。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
Holy is your name.
圣洁是你的名。
May you be greatly praised.
愿你大得颂赞。
We thank you for your grace.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your peace.
我们谢谢你带来的平安。
And now by the work of your Spirit,
现在借着你的灵的工作，
Baptize us in the gospel of your beloved Son.
让我们在你的爱子的福音中受浸。
Secure us in our faith in Christ alone.
让我们单单在耶稣基督里的信仰，我们可以得到这样的安全感。
And transform us to be your sons and daughters.
而且更新我们的生命，让我们真正的成为你的儿女。
All to your glory forever and ever.
所有这一切都是为了你的永恒里的荣耀。
By the name of the one and only Savior Jesus, we pray and ask.
我们这样祷告祈求是借着你的唯一的爱子耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us first look at verses 21 to 23.
我们先首先来看第21到23节。
In this particular letter to the Galatians,
在这封给加拉太信徒的信中，
we meet fellow brothers and sisters in Christ whose faith was badly thwarted by false teaching.
我们碰到了我们之前的那些信徒们，他们的信仰因为一些假教师的这些教导而受到了严重的震撼。
They were going on the right track.
他们本来是在一个正确的路上行。
And it was all of a sudden as if a whirlwind hit them, and they started to veer.
而且好像忽然之间这个冲击来到，他们就有点偏离了正道。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 7 it says,
在加拉太书第一章的
第七节
说到，
Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion.
不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
And are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
这些人试图要篡改主耶稣的福音。
And so their security in their identity as true little Christ was badly shaken up.
就是因为受到这些搅扰，所以这些加拉太的信徒们，他们的这个在耶稣里的信心，他们受到了很大的冲击。
To the point that they now want to be under the law.
他们受到的这个影响如此之大，以至于他们现在想重新回归到律法下生活。
It's not just obedience to the law.
不仅仅是说是要遵行律法。
It's to say that it is by the law that I'm saved.
而是说必须是要靠着遵行律法我们才可以得救。
Rather than to say because I am saved in Christ and therefore I'm obedient to the law.
不是说因为我已经得救所以我可以遵行律法。
You're changing up the way that salvation has now come to humankind.
所以而是他们完全扭转了对这个如何得救的这么一个认知。
Before we become too harsh on the Galatians,
在这之前呢，我们对这个哥林都，对这个加拉太的信徒们好像非常苛求。
Or at least when I was thinking about their situation.
当我思考他们的处境的时候
，I was thinking it's quite understandable why there might be this sense of insecurity.
我会觉得他们缺乏安全感是可以理解的。
Even though it's understandable, it's still not acceptable.
虽然可以理解，但是这是不可接受的。
But I could see myself if I was in the position of a Galatian to say, maybe that I probably would at least consider what these Jewish teachers are saying.
我可以想想，如果我是处于这个加拉太这些信徒的位置，我会在想，可能那些犹太教师的教导也是要想一想、听一听的。
Because well, for entire history that we of ancient history.
当我们考虑古老的历史
，The Jews were known to be the people chosen by God to be His people.
我们知道犹太人是神的拣选的子民。
That has always been their sense of pride.
所以他们总有一种民族自豪感。
And is the way that they have lived.
而且他们这个行事为人，他们也是大有尊荣。
And so as the people chosen by God,
作为神的选民
，then there is this also.Seemingly exclusive privilege of being recipients and practitioners of God's law.
他们就好像有一个独一无二的特权，他们来接受了神的律法，而且他们遵行神的律法。
And so for the longest time,
所以对有很长一段时间
when you think about the title of God's people,
当我们想到神的选民这个称号的时候
you think Jews,
你会想到是犹太人
and you think people with God's law,
你会想到他们是拥有神的律法的人。
You think people who are able to practice God's law.
你会想他们是可以有能力遵行神的律法的人。
So in the mind, one could think, well, it's not only that the Jews have it better.
所以可以想象就是说并不是说犹太人他有更好的律法。
But that is the real deal.
而是说他们有真正的来自神的律法。
To be God's people is to be a Jew.
所以要想成为神的选民，那么你就要先成为一个犹太人。
So for me as a Gentile, I understand that I have been opposing God all my life.
所以对于一个外邦人，我会知道，哦，在我之前的生命里，我一直是抵挡神的。
And now that I'm drawn into God's family,
现在当我被神的家庭所吸引的时候
，What is God's family?
那么什么是神的家庭呢
？To be a Jew.
好像就是要必须要成为一个犹太人。
Or to be Jewish.
或者至少是有那些犹太人的文化。
And to obey.The Jewish laws.
那么也就自然的要去遵行犹太人的那些律法。
Only then will I be God's a person of God.
唯有这样行，我才可以称作是神的人。
And we can see that it's not only the Gentiles who are struggling with this particular transition from the age of the law into the age of the Spirit.
这个从这个律法时代到这个圣灵或者说是恩典时代。这个过渡呢会带来很多的迷惑，这个不仅仅适用于外邦人。
Because even the Jewish believers, they are still trying to get a hold of what it means to now be, for the truth to be in Christ alone.
即使是犹太人，他转信了耶稣基督，他也同样有这样的迷惑。
It's not easy.
这个不是容易的过程。
Because sometimes even when you're in, you think you're out.
因为很有的时候你已经在神的家里，但你好像觉得自己还是在门外。
And I could maybe share with you this particular short snippet of story from this Japanese anime called Haiku.
我给大家分享一个日本的动画短片。
It's called Haiku, as in 排球。
这个叫做排球这个名字。
So this is a Japanese anime on volleyball.
这是一个关于排球的一个日本动漫。
And it is centered around this particular character. His name is called Hinata.
主人公呢就是这个黑娜卡。
And he is a player who has incredible skills.
他是一个很棒的一个排球运动员。
But then he is also a player who is very unskilled.
但是呢，他也是一个很缺乏安全感的运动员。
And this is when this particular scene showed up. It was at a point where they were already a team in the high school.
这幅漫画呢，就是表现了他已经是加入了一个校队。
And Hinata was wondering if you could see the little words. Anything he doesn't need to win, he discards. This is something that he was told by another player of the opposite team.
就是他的那个对手啊，就有一个人这样来告诉他。
Anything that the setter in the team.
Anything.
排球队里面的那个托球手啊，如果他觉得说这个小家伙他的功夫不到家的话，他就会就是不会使用，就是在球场上不会使用他。And so.He became very insecure.
所以因为这个对手的这些假的宣告，他就非常的焦虑，也没有安全感。
As you could see in the second scene, that was what he was imagining. He was like, "Oh no, he's going to just find me useless and kick me out."
在那个中间那个图案呢，他就是在他的思想啊，他在假想啊，如果他表现不出色的话，他就会被踢出校队。
He was already established as a person to be on the first team.
但事实上，他其实已经是这个校队的一员了。
But then because he heard these nonsense in a way from the opposite team.
而当他听到这个对手的这些就是胡说八道之后
，It was a misinformation.
这是一个错误的信息。
He believed it.
但他却相信了。
And if you see the very bottom picture, that's when he began to feel very ill.
所以呢，在这个最下面那个漫画，你就看到他就是因为相信了这个假话，所以他非常非常难受。
He was about to again go to the restroom to kind of relax himself.
所以呢，他好像不得不要去到卫生间，好可以稍微放松一下。
He was blinded to the fact that he was already on the team.
他忘记了一个事实，就是说他已经是在这个校队里边了。
One, he's not going to get kicked out of the team.
他不会被踢出校队的。
And two, he's already a starting lineup.
而且其次就是说他已经是这个
首发
啊
球员。And so he has to simply do his part.
他所需要做的就是好好的把他当做的那个完成。
He doesn't quite have to prove himself so that he can now be qualified to be on the team.
而不是说他要表现自己，以至于他可以被接纳成为校队的一员。
He confused what it means to be rotated out of the team with disqualification from the team.
所以他的迷惑就是说，在这个队友中正常的流动。他把这个呢迷惑成就是如果他表现不好就会要被踢出校队。
So perhaps the Galatians were going through some sort of a similar sentiment.
很有可能这个加拉太的信徒们他们也在经历一个类似的思想的挣扎。
They were already in the family of God.
他们已经是在神的家里了。
But they heard a different misinformation.
但是他们听到一个错误的教导。
And now they start to think that, oh, we're going to be disqualified if we don't become more Jewish.
而他们就会得到这个错误的结论，就是说，如果我们不做一些事的话，那么我们就没有资格进到神的家里。
And in a strange way, I personally experienced a little bit of this sense of insecurity.
有一个很特别的经验哈，让我也体会到这样的一个不安全。
So there is a trip to Israel that is planned and is invited for all to go.
我们大家知道，就是我们教会要就是邀请大家去参加一个耶路撒冷的旅行。
Let me requalify that. It's not the invitation is going out to all, but the first 25 to apply gets to go.
但是要纠正一下，就是说这个邀请是针对大家的，但是头25名回应的人才有资格去。
I want to go.
我是很想去的。
I cannot go.
但我不可以，没有办法去。
Not because of ministry.
不是因为一些事工。
But because I'm a Malaysian.
而是因为我是马来西亚人。
And there's no diplomatic ties between Malaysia and Israel apparently since 2008.
自打2008年开始，马来西亚和以色列之间好像没有正常的外交。
In fact, on my passport, there's a little line that says that spells out Israel is banned.
事实上在我的护照上有专门的注明, 就是说我到耶路撒冷, 到以色列去旅行是被禁止的。
So what is this sense of insecurity?
那么这个不安全感是指什么呢?
All of a sudden, in my thought, I'm going to be lesser than all those who went to Israel.
我的思想里就在想, 哎呀, 我和那些去过耶路撒冷的人, 去过以色列的人比起来, 我好像就差了那么一点。
Those who have gone to Israel or those who will be going to Israel, they are the better Christians. The more complete Christians.
我会觉得那些已经去过或者是将要去的那些基督徒 是更好的,是更完全的基督徒。
And I'm going to be a lesser pastor because I can't really preach about Jerusalem because I've never been there.
所以呢,既然我从来没有去过,我也没法宣讲关于耶路撒冷的信息,我就觉得我好像是一个差了一点的牧师。
It is so weird, but all of a sudden I realized this sense of insecurity can kick up any time.
虽然这个事情听起来很奇怪,但是我就意识到这种不安全感可能是在任何一个事件上,任何一个时刻点,忽然就在你身上发生作用。
And so for the Galatians,
对于加拉太的信徒,
when they hear a Jew,
当他们听到一个犹太人对他们说,
and a Jewish Christian at that,
甚至可能是一个犹太的基督徒,
come and tell them, you're not yet a full Christian unless you also do this.
而这个人对他们说, 你们必须要先做这个, 你们才能成为真正的基督徒。
There is that strong sense of possibility that they will be confused.
所以呢, 非常可能这些加拉太的信徒会信他。
And even for us Chinese Christians,
对于我们这些中国人的基督徒来说,
sometimes we look to the American church to say, okay, to be a Christian, we need to be more Americanized in the way that we think about God, and then we are more Christian.
我们可能会想, 我们会把我们的眼光放在那些美国的信徒身上, 然后就说, 我们可能需要更加美国化一些, 才能成为一个更好的基督徒。
We confuse learning from them to having to be like them.
我们就迷惑了, 两个概念, 一个就是说我们可以向他们学习, versus就是说我们好像必须得像他们一样, 我们才能怎么样。
Even though the gospel is always tied very strongly to the particular context of humanity.
而福音呢, 一直是在教导我们, 就是说这个,
it's okay. That it's always birthed very closely with the context of who we are, where we are. That is the power of the gospel to transform every single person, every single culture.
而福音的大能真的就是可以更新任何一个人，任何一个文化。
And so Apostle Paul is trying to turn these Galatia Christians back to the fundamentals, and that is in Christ alone.
所以在这里呢, 保罗就是想把这些加拉太的信徒们扭转过来, 让他们把目光紧紧注视在唯独基督这个事实上。
And in verse 21, he prompts them to think of it for themselves based on the law that they want to come under.
所以在21节, 保罗就说, 你们不是想遵行律法吗? 你们先来思想一下什么是律法。
And here he says, are you not aware of what the law says?
在这里保罗说, 你岂没有听见律法吗?
It's to remind the Galatians that if they desire to be under the law, then they...
Okay, sorry. 就是说他在这里是在提醒加拉太的信徒, 就说如果他们想要在律法之下,
then they should have a proper understanding of the law so that they could properly practice the law.
那么首先他们必须对这个律法有一个正确的认识, 然后呢, 他才可能够正确的去, 实行这个律法。
So immediately Paul says, for it is written.
所以马上保罗就写到, 因为律法上记着,
saying that your basis of your practice needs to be on God's word itself.
也就是说你们的, 所有的行为的这个基础必须是,
And Apostle Paul here brings their attention. Pass the kosher laws.
所以保罗就是说你们要放开这个文化上的这些, 这些律法。
And all the way back to Genesis.
他就是完全的把这个律法呢, 他开始引用到了从创世纪的一些记载。
And here it tells us that there is this tale of two conceptions.
所以在这里呢，就讲到这种两种不同的这种思想，或者是不同的两个不同的受孕。
There is Ishmael who was born of the flesh.
有这个以斯玛利，他是凭着血气生的。
And this is recorded in Genesis 16.
这是在创世纪第十六章记载的。
And then there is Isaac who was born out of the promise.
也有一个以撒，他是凭着应许生的。
And this is recorded in Genesis 21.
这是在创世纪第二十一章记载的。
Apostle Paul reminded the Galatians.
所以使徒保罗在提醒这些加拉太的信徒们。
That there with Abraham there was a son who was born according to the flesh, meaning that it was born out of the way that what human thinks should be the way.
所以就是亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个儿子以斯玛利，他是人的方法来生的。
Because Ishmael was born out of a human inclination as well as a human culture.
他是因着人的这种文化，或者因着人的一些想法来生下来的。
In Genesis 16, we're given this particular record.
在这个创世纪第十六章，他记载了这样的故事。
And we see that even though the promise was given to Abraham and the son is going to come through Sarah,
即使那个神已经应许亚伯拉罕说你要因着你的妻子撒拉来得到后裔，
Sarah was looking at her own particular condition at that time,
而这个撒拉看到她自己当时的情形，
and says maybe this is the way rather than waiting on God to provide.In his time.
他不是说等着神的应许成就，而是说可能靠人我们要想想办法要这样来做。
And even Abraham agreed with what Sarah said.
而亚伯拉罕呢也同意了撒来的这个建议。
This is in contrast to wordings of Abraham would believe in God and he was accounted as righteous.
就是后面提到这个亚伯拉罕信神，神就以此为他的义，好像在这里亚伯拉罕做的是正好是和那个相反的。
And so this is out of the flesh. It was not by faith.
这是因着血气做的，而不是因着信心做的。
And even in Genesis 15,
即使在创世纪第十五章，
Abraham was already unsettled and wanted to act on his own.
亚伯拉罕是这么的焦虑不安，以至于他又想一些他自己的办法。
Again, seeing that he has no children, and then God's going to bless him with heir, he was thinking, okay, how am I going to pass on my inheritance?
他就在想我自己没有儿子，而神又和我说了我将有后裔，那么我应该怎么做呢？
But God has already assured Abraham that the servant whom Abraham was thinking about is not going to be the heir.
所以亚伯拉罕想象着他自己的仆人可以做他的后嗣，但是呢上帝告诉他说这个人并不是你的后裔。
But you're supposed to have a son who is your own flesh and blood and that will be your heir.
而是说你将要有你自己的亲生儿子，这个人才做你的这个后嗣。
At that time, Abraham believed the Lord and was accounted to him as righteous.
而在那一个时刻，亚伯拉罕真正的信了神，这就算为他的义。
But the immediate change in scene brought us to Ishmael.
但是马上这个翻转，他就出现了这个以斯玛利的诞生。
And so Ishmael was born out of the flesh. This is what Apostle Paul was reminding the Galatians.
所以在这里保罗就再一次提醒加拉太的信徒，以斯玛利的降生是人的血气造成的。
And Apostle Paul wanted us to remember that there is a son of the promise.
而在这里保罗也是想提醒我们有这么一个应许的儿子。
That God will be faithful and he will be faithful in his time.
神是信实的，他按他的时间来信实的做事。
And Isaac was the result of a divine promise.
而这个以撒呢，就是一个神的信实的这么一个神的应许的一个落实。
Meaning it is by God's word and by God's work.
也就是说，神用话来应许，神也用他的行动来成就。
In Genesis 21, we're given this beautiful account.
在这个启示创世纪的二十一章有这样美好的描述。
It says, "Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as He had said."And the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised.
就是耶和华按着先前的话眷顾撒拉，便照他所说的给撒拉成就。
And Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised him.
当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
That this coming, this conception of Isaac and the birth of Isaac is divine.
这个怀孕生下来生下来以撒，这完全是一个神的神的作为。
It is out of the promise.
这是因着神的应许。
That God has given to Abraham, Genesis 12.
是在创世纪第二十一章，因着亚伯神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And so in Genesis 12.
在创世纪的十二章。
15.
十五节。
17.
17节,
God continued to iterate that He has this covenant with Abraham.
神一再的宣称他和亚伯拉罕立了约。
And in Genesis 18,
在创世纪第十八章,
God said that by the time next year, you're going to have a son.
神特别的说了，明年的这个时候，你将要有一个孩子。
And the very next year, recorded in Genesis 21.
而接下来那一年，在创世纪的第二十一章就这样
，A baby was born.
就是一个婴孩诞生了。
So the apostle Paul was asking the Galatians, "Are you not aware of what the law is saying?"
所以在这里，保罗就是对加拉太的信徒说：“你们难道不知道这个律法是怎么说的吗
？”Meaning, O Galatians, why act in a fleshly manner when the law says not to act in a fleshly manner, but act in faith?
就是你既然要遵行律法，难道律法没有告诉你们，你们应该是因着信心行，而不是靠着血气来行吗
？You want to be under the law?
你想要遵行律法吗
？Then trust in Jesus alone.
那么就单单的信靠主耶稣。
Trust that in Jesus alone, the promise to Abraham is fulfilled.
要相信因着在耶稣里给亚伯拉罕的祝福那个应许得以成就。
That you who belong to Christ belong to God, belong to Abraham.
那么你信耶稣基督就信神，你也就属于亚伯拉罕的后裔。
If you want to be part of the family of Abraham, believe in Christ.
如果你想成为亚伯拉罕的这个大家庭的一员，那么你要先相信主耶稣基督。
Because even Abraham was accounted as righteous by his faith.Not by his circumcision.
因为即使是亚伯拉罕，他也不是因着他的割礼，而是因着他的信心才被神接纳。
So these false teachings are coming from human inclinations.
所以所有的那些的假的、错误的教导，都是一些人的思维的产物。
It's very dangerous.
这是很危险的。
Leading them to doom.
把他们带向灭亡。
Because the Apostle Paul says the Galatians are turning away from the true gospel.
因为在这里保罗告知他们你们是在偏离真正的救恩。
And when we turn away from the true gospel, then we are turning back toward destruction.
当我们离开了这个真正的福音的话，那么我们就是走向灭亡。
Then we must desire what is best.
我们必须要想要那个最好的。
And that is the way that God has ordained.
而这个最好的就是神所应许的。
And that is if we are to be children of God, then it is by the fulfilled promise in Christ alone.
就是我们想成为神的儿女，那么我们只能借着主耶稣基督。
That it has to be the result of a divine promise.
这些必须是一个神的应许的结果。
And to believe in God's promise to be accounted by God as righteous.
就是我们要相信神的应许，相信神的信实。
So Apostle Paul reminds all Christians to look to what comes from above.
所以保罗也就提醒所有的基督徒，我们向上看，看看神的应许是什么。
And in the letter to the Galatians, he wrote, "It is to the Jerusalem that is above."
所以他在这个信里边就说到是那个在上的耶路撒冷。
Specifically, it speaks about the restoration of God's dwelling, rule, and presence with His people.
在这里其实就讲到了神将要与我们同在。
And that would be to desire what is best when we look.To the Jerusalem above.
就是当我们看那个在上的耶路撒冷的时候，我们就是向往着那一天，我们神与我们同在。
He continued, Apostle Paul continued his attention on Abraham's family to press on this point.
接下来保罗继续在讲另一个论点。
This point that we must in faith desire the way that has been ordained by God.
就是我们必须要追求一个神所希望我们。追求的那么一个
But he's changing his rhetoric strategy.
但是在这里他讲了一些，就是在这种修辞上他有一些转折。
Because he's now using Abraham's family as an allegorical illustration.
所以他在这里是用亚伯拉罕的家庭来作为一个例证。
So that to use them as an imagery, then to paint the tale of two cities.
就是以这个亚伯拉罕的家庭为例，他就好像给我们描绘了这样一幅图画。
There is the Jerusalem now, and that is during Apostle Paul's time.
就是描绘了两座城市，一个呢就是保罗当时的那个耶路撒冷。
And the Jerusalem that is to come.
还描述了一个将要来的一个新的耶路撒冷。
The Jerusalem that is from above.
那个是从天而降的耶路撒冷。
And so using Abraham's, the two women in Abraham's life,
他就用了亚伯拉罕生命中的两个女人。
Both are mothers to his sons.
他们两个都是他的孩子的母亲。
But one's a wife, one's not.
但是一个是妻子，而另一个不是。
Using that particular status, Apostle Paul then explained what it means to be of slavery and to be of the legitimate relationship with God.
保罗就用这两个女人来说明哪个是真正的妻子，而另外一个不是。
So Apostle Paul speaks of there's this life of the present city of Jerusalem.
保罗就介绍，就是说了现在有这么一个就是当下的耶路撒冷的这样的一个生活。
And that is a life of slavery.
这是一个奴隶的生活。
In Galatians 3,
在加拉太书第三章，
it says before the coming of this faith in Christ.We were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed.
但这因信得救的理还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。
It speaks of the time when we are held captive by the demand of the laws.
也就是说，我们一度是在这个律法之下，我们是好像是为奴的。
And it's to remind the Galatians that are they now entering into a time of human dictation?
他就在提醒加拉太的信徒，你们是不是要从那个状态要出来？
其实不是出来。Are the Galatians going to be? Do they want to come under? Human directions and human commands.
就是说，
from these Jewish teachers.
就是当他们听从这些犹太人的老师的时候，他们其实就是在一个人的命令，在一个人的判断之下。
Because if they look to the life in present Jerusalem,
如果他们来思想一下，在这个耶路撒冷的生活。
Then they continue to be bound by, oh, I have to do this. If not, I will not be God's children.
那么他们的想法就是说，我必须要做这个。如果我不做这个，那么我就无法成为神的儿女。
And that is to be, that's to remain apart from God.
这种思维方式其实就是说，你是与神隔绝的，你是和神分离的。
And it's still under slavery.
这就好像还是生活在这种奴隶的这种状态下。
And so it is like the life of Hagar.
就像那个夏甲的生命。
Because she was a slave.
因为她本身就是一个奴隶。
She was under the commands of her mistress.
她是在她的祖母萨拉的指导下。
And she was not recognized as the wife, even though she gave birth to Ishmael.
即使她生了以斯玛利，她也并没有被认为是亚伯拉罕的妻子。
And there is no access to the inheritance of the family.
而且他也没有权利来继承这个家族的产业。
And that would be what a life of slavery is.
那就是一个奴隶的生活。
Is this the life that the Galatians are desiring?
那么加拉太人呢？这就是你们想要的生活吗
？When they want to depend on the law for them to be righteous.
如果他们要靠着信守靠着遵行律法而得到神的悦纳。
Because even Apostle Paul was speaking about the law being a very harsh teacher.
因为保罗就告诉他们，这个律法其实是一个非常像一个非常严厉的老师。
And it's only when there is a full embrace of Jesus Christ.
而只一直要等到耶稣基督的这个介入。
Will a person of God experience that freedom in the Spirit?
只有因着耶稣基督，一个人才可以体会到在灵里的那种自由。
Because the law is a very strict teacher.
因为律法是一个严厉的老师。
In a way, it's going to bind our hands because it makes clear that we on our own, we are not able to save ourselves.
因为律法其实就是好像把我们的手束缚住，告诉我们我们靠着自己，我们无法得救。
That we are essentially helpless.
我们总体来说就好像是一个非常无助的。
There's such a disparity between us and God.
在我们和人与神之间有那样个不可逾越的鸿沟。
And it continues to prompt us to look forward to a Savior.
而且这个律法就是提醒我们，我们做不到，所以我们必须要渴盼一个救主。
Is that what the Galatians want?
就是说，这难道是你哥林加拉太的信徒们想要的生活吗
？Or do they desire a life that they are already relieved of such a burden？
而是说，他们更想要一个生活，就是说，他已经这些所有的重担已经拿去了。
Knowing that there's a Savior who has now taken their place，
知道有一个救主已经为了你而死了。
And already they're reconciled with God。
他们已经和神和好了。
And that is the life of the Jerusalem that is above。
这就是那个在上的耶路撒冷所展示的生活。
Because that is the life that is promised by God.
那也是一个神所应许给我们的生活。
The age of the law is a time where God has given to humanity, but that will come, that will transit into the age of the Spirit.
就说这个律法的时代是神给人的，但那个时代已经过去了，我们要慢慢的转换到这个属灵的这个恩典的时代。
It is the spiritual freedom to live life in the promised spirit.
就是说，在这个神的应许中，我们可以自由的来生活。
Because God has redeemed us, or Christ has redeemed us, in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
就是因为神救赎了我们，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
And so this Jerusalem that is from above speaks of God's promised restoration of His dwelling, rule, and presence with His people.
所以这个在上的耶路撒冷就是展现了一个画面，神与人同在。
And this presence will bring all around goodness to God's people.
而这个神与人的同在就会带来所有的良善，所有的美好。
Because here Apostle Paul in verse 27 quotes Isaiah 54 verse 1.
所以在这里呢，就是保罗是引用了以赛亚的一段话。
And Isaiah 54 speaks of the restoration of Zion, the city of God.
在以赛亚第五十四章就说到了这个锡安的重建。
It speaks about how Zion is devastated, but God is going to rebuild her into a beauty.
这个锡安虽然是非常的破落，非常的败坏，但是神将要重建它。
In Isaiah 54:11, it says, "Afflicted city, lashed." By storms and not comforted, I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with lapis lazuli.
就是你这受困苦、被风飘荡不得安慰的人呐、啊，我必以彩色安置你的石头，以蓝宝石立定你的根基。
It is to remind the Galatians that even in Scripture, it speaks of God Himself being with His people.
所以保罗就是提醒加拉太的信徒，即使是在圣经中，在旧约中，都已经说到神将要来与他的子民同在。
That yes, there is the age of the law, but now it's going to be age of the Spirit, where God the Spirit will indwell with His people.
就是过去是律法的时代，而现在是圣灵的时代，神的圣灵将要与他的子民同在。
And this is also the vision that Apostle John himself saw.
这也是使徒约翰所看到的那个异象。
That there was this holy city, the New Jerusalem, that is coming down from above.
他看到了这个圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
That there is such a union between God and His people.
在和神和人之间有那样美好的一个和谐。
And there is such a restoration of total goodness in life.
生命中有那种非常美好的一个重建。
That people will look to God as your God, and God will take the people as His people.
人们会看到神说啊，这是我的神。神会看着人说，这是我的子民。
That is the New Jerusalem.
那就是那个新耶路撒冷。
That is the new life in Christ.
那也就是在耶稣里的新生命。
That even though we will still cry now,
即使我们现在还会有哭泣
，but we are able to cry less, perhaps.
但是我们也许可以减少这种痛苦。
Or we could still cry as much, but with hope now.
即使我们还会有很多的哭泣，但是我们现在有了希望。
Because I have to be very careful with tears. A lot of people apologize for their tears when they shouldn't.
我在提到这个哭泣的时候，我要非常小心，因为有很多人好像对自己会哭，觉得很不好意思。
But here we know that ultimately there will be a goodness, that there's no longer anything to mourn for. That all tears will be wiped from their eyes.
有一天呢，神会擦去所有人的眼泪，我们会进入一个没有伤痛的，就是没有任何事让我们去哀悼的。
So for the Galatians and for us,
对于加拉太的信徒，对于我们来说，
is this the restoration that we desire?
这是我们所期待的，所渴盼的，那个情形吗？
Is this the glory that we desire to give to God?
这是我们所期待的，可以带给神的荣耀吗？
Because this is in a way like the life of Sarah.
因为这就是一个莎拉的生命。
Because she was blessed as a recipient as well as a beneficiary of the promise of God.
因为她是神的应许的一个接受者，也是一个受益者，她是被祝福的。
That she is no longer despised as a barren woman.
她再也不会说是因为不能生孩子而被人轻视。
In fact, the description in the Bible is so beautiful. One who is now able to laugh with others, rejoicing along with her.
在圣经里面有非常 美妙的描述，就是说不怀孕不生养的你要欢乐。
And that she's now a part of God's promise.
她现在是神的应许的一部分。
That she was the vessel that brought about a son out of God's faithfulness and might.
她也就像一个器皿一样，把这个神所应许的这个儿子带到了人间。
That it is by the promise and not by fleshly dictations.That God's restoration will come.
是迎着神的应许，而不是靠着人的血气，神的应许才会成就。
It is by God's fulfilled promise in Christ alone that all little Christ are received as children of God.
是因着唯独基督所成就的这个应许，我们才可以得成为神的儿女。
And so it is that we must live in security of this particular identity.
所以也就是说，我们每个人都要生活在这样一个安全感中，我们要对自己的身份有一个清楚的认知。
Because in Christ we know that God has already faithfully and mightily fulfilled His promise.
因为我们知道，在耶稣基督里，神已经靠用他的大能，他信实的完成了他的应许。
Even when speaking to Adam and Eve,
当神和亚当夏娃说话的时候
，He speaks of a son who will crush the head of the serpent.
他就说到女人的后裔要击伤那个蛇的头。
From the beginning, God has already this plan to fulfill a promise.
从创世的最起始，神就已经有了这个救赎的计划。
And it's through Abraham.
是因着借着亚伯拉罕。
And through the entire line that God has protected through the ages.
也以及亚伯拉罕的后裔有这么一条线，就是神保守了他的子民。
And we see now fulfilled in Christ.
我们也看到了最后是耶稣基督来成就了神的应许。
That should give us an absolute sense of security that God is faithful.
我们这些整个这个事实将应该给我们一个很确定的安全感，就是说神是信实的。
And righteousness before Him does come through our faith in Christ.
而我们在神的面前可以称义，是唯独要借着主耶稣基督。
And so for us, we are to be encouraged and live in assurance of our sonship.
所以我们必须有这样的一个安全感，就是我们确定知道我们是神的后嗣。
Even if it brings persecution.
即使这样的认知会招致一些迫害。
Because this was the last note in this particular passage that Paul left with the Galatians.
这也就是在这一章节里边保罗所提到的最后一点。
He speaks of two commitments.
他就讲到了有两种不同的委身。
The commitment to the flesh will bring persecution to those who are committed.To the Spirit.
当一个人就是
those who are committed to the flesh,
就是当一个人他完全被血气所掌控的时候
they will persecute those who are committed to the way of God.
他就会去逼迫那些委身于神的应许委身于灵的这些人
This is the reality of sin against holiness.
这就是一个罪和圣洁之间的一个征战。
And Apostle Paul reminds the Galatians that this is going to be, in fact, that is the reality that the Galatians were living in.
所以保罗也就是说，告诉这些哥林多的，告诉这些加拉太的信徒，这就是你们所生活的一个现实。
He's almost asking the Galatians to think about their current persecution from these teachers, false teachers.
保罗也就是说，你们看待自己所经历的困难要。收到的时候逼迫要想到这一点。
Galatians, do you not think that you are like Isaac, the son of promise?
就是加拉太人啊，你们觉得自己是不是像那个以撒，就像那个亚伯拉罕的儿子一样？
Then know that because you're being persecuted for your faith in Christ, that actually affirms your identity as God's children.
就是因为你们受到逼迫，这个事实就是证明了你是神的，神所拣选的，你是神的儿女。
If you belong to the flesh,
如果你属于那个血气的那一派，
you will not be persecuted.
如果你是属于那个跟随血气的，那么你不会受到逼迫。
In fact, Jesus has said, "The world will love you as your own."
而且耶稣，甚至耶稣都说，世界会爱你的，因为你是他们的一部分。
You will not be oppressed the way that you are being oppressed right now.
你就不会像现在一样受到那些逼迫了。
But because previously you were standing firm for Christ.
而在这之前，你们为着神所就是坚定的来跟随神。
You're exactly like Isaac, the promise, the children of promise.
那么你就完全像那个以撒一样，你受到那个逼迫。
Because in verse 29, Apostle Paul says, "At that time, the son born according to the flesh persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit, and it is the same now."
因为在那个第二十九节就说了，那按着血气生的逼迫了那按圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
So again, you want to be part of Abraham's family? You again look at Abraham's family and you see the situation.
所以如果你想成为神的家族的，神的大家庭的一员的话，那么你就看亚伯拉罕的家庭，这个圣灵生的会被那些血气生的来逼迫。
Their faithfulness to God's ordained way will bring persecution.
当他们信实的来遵行神的道的时候，就会带来逼迫。
Apostle Paul says, "It is the same now."
保罗就告诉他们，这个以前也发生过，现在也是如此。
Meaning that times may have changed, the people may have changed.
也就是说，时间会发生变化，人可能是在变。
But the antagonism that those who are without faith in Jesus toward those with faith in Jesus, that antagonism will remain.
但是那些没有相信主耶稣基督的和相信主耶稣基督的，这两者之间的对抗一直是存在的。
It is the same now.
现在和古时是完全一样的。
It is to encourage the Galatians to see that their present persecution under the false teachers, that is evidence that they are accepted by God as His children.
所以保罗也就是在鼓励加拉太的信徒，他们受到这些假师父的逼迫，正是一个他们已经属神的，是神的儿女的一个明证。
And so Apostle Paul, again and again in this particular passage.
所以保罗在这段经文里边一再的
remind the Galatians and reminds us
他在提醒加拉太的信徒，也在提醒我们
we are children of God by His fulfilled promise.
我们是因着神在耶稣基督里的应许的成就，我们得以成为神的儿女。
And Jesus Christ is that fulfilled promise.
而耶稣基督是那个唯一的得到成就的应许。
So, are we encouraged in our faith by Apostle Paul's words to the Galatians?
所以我们看这个保罗给加拉太信徒的这封信，我们是不是也得到激励呢？
Are we assured in the truth that Jesus alone is enough?
我们是不是也可以确信耶稣基督，单单靠耶稣基督就足够了？
That our faith in Christ not only brings God's forgiveness of our sins, but also God's reception of us into His family.
就是我们信耶稣基督，不仅带来了我们罪的赦免，也带来了我们被神的接纳，可以成为他的家庭的一员。
And I must apologize and repent if at any point in our time together.
我在这里必须要道歉。如果某一个时候
，I have preached a false gospel.
我可能是在这个宣讲的神的道的时候有一些偏差
，making it seem as if your trust in the bloody cross of Christ and the empty tomb is not enough.
可能有的时候我的宣教会让大家觉得单单的信靠主耶稣的十字架，信靠那个空的坟墓好像不足够。
Because that would be a false gospel, and I must repent of that.
那因为那样的话就是一个错误的信息，那么我必须要悔改。
Because I recognize that it is a very fine line between calling the church.To live testimonial lives out of our salvation for Christ.
因为我发现哈，在这个号召整个教会来过一个有见证的生活。
And with misguiding the church to live independence of our testimonies as a means to gain our salvation.
和那个就是说好像我们必须有一个很棒的很出色的生活我们才可以得救，这两者之间的这种界限是非常微妙的。
So it is a fine line.
是一个很容易让大家产生迷惑的这种。
And I hope that it is the former and not the latter.
我希望是
that we have taken away from all our learnings of the Bible.
希望大家所得到的信息是前者。
So that we will live testimonial lives exactly becauseWe are already received as God's righteous daughters and sons.
就是说，因为我们已经被神接纳成为他的这个属灵的儿女，我们自然而然地活出来一个有见证的生命。
That is fitting for us to seek that promised transformation that comes with the trust and obedience to God's Son and to His Spirit, however form that takes.
就是不管形式是如何，就是因着我们是神的儿女，所以我们可以活出来一个信靠顺服的生命。
Going back to Haikyuu，
再回到那个日本的动漫。
So in the very first picture, this was when Hinata realized that he's already on a team.
上面那幅画面就是说，这个 Hinata 他终于认识到他已经是在这个校队里了。
The setter is not going to kick him out because the setter wasn't even thinking about like, oh, you're so useless, I'm going to kick you out.He's like, you need to perform because you're on the team.
就是说，他作为校队的一份子，他必须要好好的来努力来打这个比赛。但是不是说我必须要好好的打这个比赛，我才可以继续在这个校队里待着
？So all of a sudden, he has a realization that why was he intimidated by well the nickname that he called the opponent, a turnip head, because he looks like a turnip.
所以他就在想，哎呀，他真的是很傻呀，居然会轻信了那个对方的话。
He felt so silly that he listened to the false advice from an opponent.
他感到自己很愚蠢，很愚昧，去听信了对方的那些谣言。
And so Apostle Paul reminded Galatians.
同样，保罗在提醒这个加拉太的信徒。
Don't listen to the misinformation.
不要去听那些错误的。
Be secure in your security. Be secure in your identity.As God's children by your faith in Christ alone.
Yeah, 因着你相信主耶稣基督，你已经是成为神的儿女，你对自己的这个身份要有非常的确定。
Stand on the fulfilled promise of the eternally faithful God.
我们要站在这个信实的神已经为我们成就的这个信实的应许上。
And at the same time,
同时
ask God to safeguard our faith.
求神来坚固我们的信仰。
If and when persecution comes, when we live out Jesus.Righteousness faithfully.
当我们活出耶稣基督那样的新生命的时候，这个逼迫会来，求神来在那样的时刻坚固我们的信心。
Because further on, Apostle Paul is going to encourage the Galatians to know that the flesh always desires what is contrary to the spirit.
接下来保罗就提到了那些属血气的，他总和属灵的，他们总是征战的。
And even in the United States of America,
即使是在美国
，that speaks of freedom.
我们经常提到自由。
The definition of democracy is rapidly changing.
这个民主党的这个对自由的定义在不断的变化。
And sooner, probably, well, not hopefully, but sooner than later.
希望不会，但是呢，迟早。
Or in fact, it has already begun.
事实上，这个已经开始了。
You find that having to live out the truth for God.Is not going to win you many friends.
你会发现活出神的真理来，不会为你赢得很多朋友的。
And persecution doesn't just come from torturing you.
这个逼迫不是说好像要把你关起来折磨你。
When there is an opposition against the truth that you proclaim,
就是会有这种认知的这种信仰的对立。
Even with the slight frowning.Like frowning upon that. Oh, why are you even talking about this?
就是有的时候人们会好像给你一些脸色，好像就是觉得你很奇怪。
It's as minimal as that to even painful moments when your friend comes up to you and say, "Do you think I'm going to hell because I do not believe in Christ?"
给你一些脸色还是最轻的，有可能会有这样一些痛苦的时刻，你的朋友来对你说，哦，因为我不信耶稣基督，你就认为我必须下地狱吗？
At that moment when you have to stand from the truth of God, what will you do?
那个时刻，你是不是可以坚立来说出真理来？
when you have to offer a kind advice to someone whose life is leading down the path of destruction, and you get pushback, or you get kicked out, what will you do?
当你看到一个朋友在走向灭亡的时候，你把真理告诉他，但他好像从此不再理你，你会怎么样？在这种境况下
？When we are in the spirit, we will come against the flesh.
如果我们在圣灵里，那么我们可以和属血气的征战。
And even by the words of Jesus Himself, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first.
耶稣基督本人都说了，如果这个世界憎恶你，要记住他已经他在这之前他已经恨我了。
And persecution is generally a when, not an if.
所以这个逼迫就是一个时间的问题，而不是说它可不可能发生的问题。
Because Jesus says, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also.
因为耶稣已经说了，世人若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。
Already, some of these major corporations, they are behind some of these major lawsuits in the court.
事实上，有一些很大的公司已经是在这种在这种法律的一些诉讼中。
And even signing up for Gmail now is difficult because there are certain senses that you have to consent to.
即使是用这个 Gmail 这个网站，也好像很成问题，因为它要求你要同意一些观点。
And some consents we are not able to give.
而一些观点我们是无法同意的。
And so it is already starting.
所以这种逼迫已经开始。
There are interesting cases. This may not be specific persecutions, but there are Christian organizations that are losing income, even though they are on YouTube and they have enough of the audience base to earn them income.
而有一些这个基督教的网站，他们其实影响很大，他们本来有很好的收益，但是因着这个逼迫，他们这个收益是在大大的降低。
Somehow YouTube closed off their source of income.
The
rightful earnings in that way.
就是这个 YouTube 这个网站，它其实是限制了这些基督教的网站可以来得到他们本应得到的收益。
So may God secure us in our faith.
愿神真的是让我们在我们的信仰中有这个安全感。
We may start to lose a lot of comfort and convenience.
我们可能会失去很多舒适，很多便利。
But may the Lord help us to endure and stand firm.
愿神帮助我们可以忍耐，帮助我们可以坚立。
Through our communion with God in prayer.
我们要借着这种圣餐，借着这种彼此的交通，通过祷告。
In study.
或者是通过学习。
Because Apostle Paul, in this short passage, three times he referred back to what Scripture was teaching.
因为在这个短短的经文里，保罗就提到了两三次，就是这个经文上如何写着。
And also to have communion with fellowship, the body of Christ.
我们也要借着团契，借着这种肢体生活，我们来彼此支持。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话诽谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以先的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
This is the Christ we trust.
这是我们所信靠的基督。
To God be the glory.
愿所有的荣耀归给神。
And as we come to the table,
现在我们来到主的圣餐前。
Let's spend some time.
让我们花一些时间。
To give glory to our crucified and resurrected Lord.
让我们把荣耀归给那个为我们上十字架并复活的主。
He is the fulfilled promise of God.
他是神的应许的那个成就者。
He is our rock and our redeemer.
他是我们的岩石，他是我们的救赎。
He is the one who allowed us to now call Abba, to call God our Abba.
是因着他，我们可以称神为我们的阿爸父。
May we come in adoration of the Lord who died for us.
愿我们纪念为我们死的主。